crush the cane and boil the juice and make
corn syrup.
Okay.
Or cane syrup. I know. Sorghum or molasses.
Okay. Now, all right. Now, what's the difference between all those things?
Sugar cane. You can make a syrup from sugar cane. You make a syrup from sorghum. Now, I don't know what the difference is in molasses in that.
Okay. Alright, what might you say about the molasses, if you're talking about the thickness, you might say that the molasses...
Molasses is thick.
Fine. Okay, what do you call the sweet sticky liquid you use to put on flapjacks? Or pancakes?
Syrup.
Alright. Okay, you might say to someone, this is an imitation maple syrup, it's...
You say, this isn't?
Yeah, it isn't imitation.
This is the real thing.
Alright. If you're thinking of another word for that, for example, the same word might be printed on a belt to show you that it's real cowhide and nothing else.
Pure.
Alright. I want the specific word, though.
Not imitation.
Starts with a G. Jen. This is Jen...
Genuine.
Okay. That was our only one. Okay. Alright. When sugar is sold retail, it's already put up in packages. But when it's sold wholesale, it's sold...
I don't know. In bulk, but I don't know.
That's it. That's fine. Alright, what do you call a sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar in the juice of either apples, peaches, or strawberries?
Jelly.
Okay. What do you have on the table to season food with?
Salt, pepper.
Okay. If there's some apples in a bowl and a child wants one, he might say,
may I have an apple?
Okay. Alright. You might say, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of...
theirs. One of the others?
Alright. Alright, it wasn't... We did some of this yesterday. It wasn't mm-hmm. these boys, it must have been...
those?
Mm-hmm. Alright. If you're pointing to a tree way off, you might say, it's...
it's way over there.
Okay. Alright, you might say, he doesn't live here. And you're pointing across the street.
He lives over there.
Okay. Supposing he lived really far away, at a greater distance, you might say he lives...
across town.
Okay. And you might be showing someone how to do something, and you say, don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
Okay. All right, if someone's speaking to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat?
Tell me again. I didn't understand.
All right, supposing it's just a real quick response, like, Tommy...
What'd you say?
Okay. All right. Okay, I want you to complete this sentence. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life sure is hard on a man...
without any.
Oh, okay. All right, use the word poor. Life is really hard on a man...
that is poor.
Okay. If you have a lot of peach trees together... you might have
an orchard.
All right. Okay, you might ask somebody if it's his orchard, and he says, no, I'm just a neighbor. And pointing to someone else, he said, he's the man.
Who grows the peaches?
Okay. All right. When I was a little girl, my father was poor, but next door was a girl.
Who was wealthy?